is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And the big mega lottery is worth, let me see, I guess it's $23 million. Oh, boy. And so October 14th, 2008, it's worth $23 million. Here are the numbers. If you got yourself a ticket in your mitts, they just released them. So somebody may have just won $23 million and can say screw it to all of the bailouts and all of the crazy stock market crap going on. The numbers 14, 41, 42, 51, 35, and your mega number, 23. There you go. 14, 41, 42, 51, 35, and 23. Hope somebody won. And if not, well, it'll go be up there a little higher later on this week, and maybe I'll jump in and get a few tickets. All right, there's an FBI investigation going on into a congressman out of Florida, Tim Mahoney. And you may remember this this story from last year, but remember the guy who was accused of writing emails back and forth to young kids, Republican named Mark Foley? Well, the guy who took over his seat is this guy Mahoney, Tim Mahoney. And evidently, we've got some audio tape here. It's pretty good. The FBI reportedly begun its own preliminary investigation into an ABC News report that West Palm Beach Congressman Tim Mahoney hired an alleged mistress to work on his official staff and then paid her $121,000 to keep her from going public and filing suit after she was fired. FBI agents have reportedly contacted members of Mahoney's staff and Tuesday saw legal files surrounding the secret settlement, according to current and former Mahoney congressional and campaign staff workers. Look at that, man. A spokesman for the FBI said he had been instructed to say no comment to press inquiries. No kidding. But it is, it would be unusual but not unprecedented for the FBI to open an investigation into a member of Congress 3 weeks before the election. Look at that. Bad timing in Florida. Yesterday, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi called for an immediate and thorough investigation of Mahoney and the House Ethics Committee. According to Mahoney staffers, his secret agreement with the woman Patricia Allen began in 2006 when he was campaigning for office. So he comes in to take over for Mark Foley. Hey, remember Mark Foley's writing, you know, emails and text messages to, you know, teenage boys? Well, they looked into that and they found that he really didn't violate any. Well, it was unethical. It wasn't illegal. And he did resign, but he was never charged. So this guy takes over and this guy has an affair with this woman, Patricia Allen. Pat Allen, and then gets caught and tries to pay her $121,000, plus put her into a $50,000 a year job. And she recorded him blasting away and firing her. And it's pretty good audio. I mean, I know that we have, you know, some decent audio on the show occasionally that we like to present, but this is really exceptional. This is great because this is the guy. And you can sort of feel for him and her at the same time. When I was listening to this this afternoon, I was thinking to myself, yeah, I understand where he's coming from. She's a pain in the ass. And then I bet a lot of women are like, yeah, that guy deserves to get his ass kicked for the way he treated this woman. But who knows what she was like before. All right, here's the audio of this Mahoney trying to fire this Patricia Allen. It's pretty good.
Your fire is correct.
It sounds like Donald Trump doing this. You're fired. You're fired.
You're fired. Do you hear me? Call. What's your name?
You're fired.
Your last day. If you want to keep on thinking like that, you know, that I'm not being fair or somehow this is a negotiation, this is not a negotiation. Okay? You know,
That's a great piece of the tape. You work at my pleasure. You know what that means? What does it mean? It means you work at my pleasure.
No, you're not in a position to negotiate with me on this, okay? It's my decision, okay? You work at my pleasure. Do you understand what that means?
What does it mean?
It means that you work at my pleasure. If you do the job that I think that you should do, you get to keep your job. Whenever I don't feel like you're doing your job, then you lose your job. And guess what? The only person that matters is guess who? Me.
He does sound like an a-hole, doesn't he? But he also does sound like a guy who's been pushed to the edge. You know, a guy who probably had an affair with this chick. I'm sure he did. It's allegedly, but I'm sure he had something going on with this chick. And then she stops having an affair with him. And by the way, she's not attractive. I've seen a picture of her. Not worth $121,000. Not worth losing your job for. Just a real average woman. And you can actually see her if you go to the website. If you go to ABC News, it's the main story up there, and you can see her. Really, really average-looking chick, man. Just sort of like a short, dumpy, with that upside-down, like, Joker's mouth. You know, that always looking like she's, you know, pissed off. It's just a real bad, bad look. And the guy, it's going to cost him his job. It'll probably cost him his career. And it's over that? Oh, man.
I tell you, Jesus Christ.
These guys are unbelievable. All right, there's another one here, another tape where this guy's, I believe this is a different one here, threatens her final check. So this guy's really going for it. And again, I know a lot of women are going, you know, that guy's an a-hole. But a lot of guys are saying to themselves, that dude was pushed to the edge, and I understand it. All right? I understand the way he's talking to her.
Let me tell you something else. If I find out that you say anything else, you won't get your last paycheck.
Like what? What do you think I'm going to say?
I don't give a shit, okay? But if you say anything, you won't get your last paycheck.
I'm owed also my expenses, as well as money out of my pocket at church today.
How much money could be out of pocket from church today? Would she throw a dollar in the collection? Cha-ching! See, this woman is, it's coming together. She's a complete nut.
I'm owed also my expenses, as well as money out of my pocket at church today.
I'll take care of all of that when you do your job, okay? You want to keep negotiating?
I thought I didn't have a job. What job am I supposed to do to get my expenses?
You just fill out your expense report, and I'll pay you off all your expenses, and you're done. Okay? Okay, you keep calling me. You don't understand me, okay? You keep pissing me off because every time I get you on the phone, you keep telling me I'm wrong.
You're fired, baby. Take it. It's over.
You're fired.
Why don't you understand that? It's over. It's over. Get your crap. We'll pay you off with your expense and give you a little how-to-do from whatever you threw into the church basket today. And take your skirt and get out the door, baby. It's over. You push this man to the edge. All right? I don't care if he's a Democrat or he's a Republican. In this case, he's a Democrat. But I don't care if he's a Democrat or Republican. You pushed him to the edge. That's what you did to him. All right. How has a woman pushed you to the edge or ruined your life? They always seem to get off light. Women who destroy guys' lives, like this woman destroyed that man's life, they always seem to get off light. Everyone's always sympathetic and empathetic towards the women, especially when it comes to trials. You know, any guy who's sitting in a trial, he's being convicted of spousal abuse or any kind of, pushing a little wife around, he's always going to get convicted because the women in the jury want to convict him because they're women, and the men in the jury want to impress their wives at home. Like, hey, look what I did to that bum today. Yeah, I voted that guy guilty. But an opportunity to blast back. How has a woman or women in your life destroyed what you had? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You know, they always seem to get off light when it comes to, you know, they take the lion's share when it comes to marriage. but almost no blame when it comes to domestic abuse. It's almost like, it's like 95% the guy's fault, you know? And before, you know, when I was younger, I thought, oh, what an a-hole. That guy's, you know, pushing that that chick around. But as you get older, you know, you sort of see how later on in life, the wearing and the tearing of the nagging and the bitching and the complaining is just enough after a while. And, you, well, I don't know if you, you know, obviously you can't smack them because they'll get your ass thrown in jail and have a lot of problems. You can't do that. But you can be pushed to the edge by the complaining and the nagging and the constant, you know, clocking of where you've been, where you're going, what you're doing. Enough already. Guys have had it. Guys have had an assful in this town of being, you know, watched and told what to do and told what not to do. And eventually, you end up like this guy, like this, this, you know, Congressman Foley or Congressman Mahoney. And Congressman Mahoney, well, you know, I don't know anything about the guy. And yes, he was having an affair. And yes, she probably, you know, deserves a couple of bucks. It sounds like in his voice, he had a Canadian style assful of this woman. All right, here's an opportunity for you to call up and blast away on how a chick has effed up your life. Whether it was a romance in the office, whether it was a wife or a girlfriend, a mom, a sister, who pushed you to the edge and you just can't take it anymore? 520-9710, that's our main number in Southern California, 520-9710, and 888-520-9710. Now, obviously, there are some circumstances where the guy, you know, he's an out-of-control drug addict, he's cheating on her all the time, and he's pushed her to the edge. And I imagine that happens a lot of the time as well. But it is almost always the guy that gets the blame for all of this crap. Anytime, you know, a woman kills her husband and, you know, goes to court, almost routinely, almost, you know, 100% of the time, she'll claim spousal abuse and everybody will be very sympathetic and very empathetic towards this woman when the guy is dead. And the courts are constantly siding on the women's side of all of these issues. They from everything from child support to alimony, and guys are just pushed and pushed and pushed, and they're working their asses off to try to, you know, get a bigger home or a nicer car for these, you know, for these chicks, whether it's the wife or the girlfriend. And the payment that the guys get back is a woman nags and bitches and complains all the time. I absolutely understand it, why the guys have just said, you know, screw it. I'm not going to take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. And it's happened. It happens usually, you know, when you're young and you're married, you're in your 20s and your 30s, you know, things are cool and you can overlook a lot of things. But mark my words, those little things that you ignore when you're 20s and 30s, they'll keep snowballing and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Then when you get in your 40s and your 50s, those little things will come back to haunt you because you didn't put your foot down earlier in your 20s and 30s with your wife. And I have a friend of mine whose wife has never worked a day in her life. She went to a college back east. He worked out here. And as soon as she was done with college, I think she was like 23, 24, 25 years old, they met. He became a huge lawyer, and he supports the wife, the kids, and everything. And she has never worked a day in her life, not a day, never had a job, never had a single job in a department store or as a waitress or anything, never, ever worked. She got pregnant right after college and never worked. Now I think they have three kids. They got two kids in college and one about to be in college. And she was busting his balls this weekend about where he went and, you know, where he was going. He was going to Vegas for a convention, and she thought that he had slept with a hooker or, you know, went to a strip bar or something, and was busting his balls and complaining when he got home. And I can't believe this. I mean, the woman has never worked a day in her life, and yet, you know, this guy's paid for everything in the house. The cars, the insurance, everything in the house. And she complains when he gets home from Vegas that he may have enjoyed himself, that he may have gone to a strip bar. He obviously didn't, you know, I've known the guy for a long time. He said he didn't have a hooker. I believe him. He never has a hooker. He's not one of those guys. When he goes to when we were younger, we used to go to strip bars. He would never go with us. He'd always be home with her and the kids. And now that he's 45 years old, he gets his ass chewed out because he may have gone to a strip bar in Vegas. It's unreal. So I understand the hostility that guys have towards this crap. Talk to us, Shane, in Orange County. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Check this out. About 10 years ago, I'm dating a girl from high school. We've been together 2-3 years. We decide we're going to get a house together, and we're renting a house. I'm living on the East Coast at the time. Her dad says, since you're already kind of like the part of the family anyway, why don't you help me run this business I have? He had a restaurant.
Right.
So I'm managing the restaurant. It's a 24/7 type deal.
Is that what you wanted? Is that what you wanted to do, though?
That's not what I wanted to do, but the money was great. He was rich. I had a good relationship, I thought, with my girlfriend. And, you know, it was helping me eventually go to school. We were going to put some money, you know, together, the two of us.
Right.
And we had some plans. That wasn't going to be our future. Anyhow, a good friend of mine, his grandmother passed away, and she was like family to me. We grew up together, me and this guy. And his grandmother passes away, so he gives me a call. On real short notice, I tell my girlfriend, hey, I got to go. This is, I think, a Friday. So I fly out there Friday night. Saturday, I make an inventory call for food preparation and stuff the next week.
Right.
On Sunday, she calls me to see how I'm doing. And, oh, by the way, my dad fired you for going because it wasn't your family member that passed away, even though I'm taking care of business on the phone. And since I don't have a job and she thinks I'm a loser now, she dumps me. And we lose the house. I lost my car. Everything was tied up with her. We had a full bank account. Stupid move, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, a dumb move, but you know what? You trusted her, so I'm not faulting you for it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you put too much trust in a person and they really bang you in the A.
Yeah. It worked out for the best. I since got my degree, have a great job, I'm married, have a little girl.
Good for you. How long was the relationship with the chick?
About 3 years. Right. Last 2 years of high school and then a year out. So I was in my real early 20s, just 20 years old, I guess, when we broke up.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you put your blood, sweat, and tears into the restaurant as well.
Oh, absolutely. We turned it from a dump into something that was worthwhile. You know, the kicker, though, that's really funny, there's a smokehouse, big thing in the Southeast. And, you know, I would run the smoker and I would cook if somebody didn't show up, trying to cut costs here and there. And it turns out that the smoker caught fire about a month after I left.
Good.
And about a third of the building burned down.
Good. Well, so, F them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget them.
Well, yeah, they get what comes around, you know?
I absolutely agree.
All right, Shane, you're the best, Bobbo. And we're going to, hold on one sec, we're going to send you something here. Children of the Corn on DVD, courtesy of Anchor Bay Entertainment. So, Children of the Corn, look at that, on DVD. Enjoy that this weekend if you get it by Friday. If not, enjoy it next weekend. Whenever you get it, I don't care. All right, how has a chick ruined your life? This chick down in Florida, this Pat Allen. Patricia? Pat Allen, let's call her Pat Allen, effort, has ruined this man's life, this Tim Mahoney. And I'm siding with him. I don't know either party, but I can hear it in his voice. Guy was pushed to the edge. How has a chick ruined your life? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Opportunity to out these women who, after 30 years, 20 years of marriage, they still don't trust you and they still complain all the time. It's enough. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. This Congressman Mahoney down in Florida got his ass handed to him. He's having an affair with a co-worker, fired her, and she recorded the whole conversation. Now his career might be over. He's a laughingstock in Congress and embarrassing to his whole family, and it's just over. because this woman destroyed that man's life. How's a chick effed up yours? Let's talk to Greg and Vernon. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's happening,
Tim? Hey, how are you?
All right. Hey, there was this girl I was going out with probably about 7 years ago. And the last thing, I give all the guys out there advice, never move in with a chick, man.
Is that right?
And that's the worst, yeah.
Well, you know, was your mother a pain in the ass?
Was my mom? Yeah. No, my mom was cool.
See, my mom was a pain in the ass, and so I get like a mulligan. I moved out at 15. And moved in with my dad, so I got a mulligan. But the husbands never get one. I mean, you got to stick through it, or else you got to cut a big check, and, you know, you don't get to see your kids much anymore.
Yeah. Well, my mom was cool with my dad, you know, so everything, you know, we come from a old-style Mexican family, so, you know, she did what my dad, you know.
Good for you. I bet she was a great cook, too.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Pops had to have something, breakfast and dinner.
Always made the meal. So,
yep, all the time. Enchilada, chile rellenos, all that good stuff. Excellent. Yeah, but once I moved in with this bride, oh, man, I couldn't even... That's why I listen to talk radio. I couldn't even listen to music in the car. I couldn't watch movie. What are you laughing at? What are you singing about? Who does that remind you of? And oh, man, it was miserable.
For some reason, chicks don't like to see guys happy. I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely true, though.
It was kind of like a little pet peeve that she had that I couldn't smile. I couldn't... You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Thank you for calling, Greg. We got a bad connection there with you. But we get the point that the women don't like to see guys having a good time. And I don't know why it is. Gina, why is that? I mean, and don't try to deny it, but just help us out here. Why don't women like to see guys have a good time?
I don't know, Tim. Maybe we're just miserable and we love company.
But isn't that true?
I don't know.
Like when you see, like let's say, you know, you have a boyfriend, he's on the phone talking to a friend of his and they're laughing.
Is it a guy friend or a girlfriend?
A guy friend.
Okay.
And they're laughing their asses off, you know, talking for an hour. That irritates you.
If, I'll just speak, you know, just for argument's sake, if it irritates us, maybe it's because we feel like we're not included. Maybe it's because you never laugh around us.
Oh, get out of here.
You laugh on the phone with your buddies.
That's not true. Well, then you say something funny around the house. Don't blame us for it. All right, very good. Gerald in San Pedro, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, man. I got one for the books for you. No one can beat this one.
Yeah.
In 93, in Illinois, there was a flood. I was in the military. I was in the National Guard. Okay, I got called away for 6 weeks. And that six-weeks time period, I called home to tell my loving wife that I've been married to for 5 years. Guess what, honey? You know that two-story, four-bedroom, three-bathroom Victorian home you wanted? I just bought it for you. Before I can say anything, don't call me anymore. Don't talk to me anymore. I never want to see you again. Don't come see my kids. Don't call me at work. I said, why? What's the matter? I don't want to be married to you anymore. Why? You love me too much. You don't drink. You don't smoke. You open a car door for me. You send me flowers for no reason at all. My parents love you. My children love you. And I cannot live up to those standards. By the way, I'm leaving with your best friend. Click.
Jesus Christ.
No, wait a minute.
That's
it gets
so
better.
Great. What a nut.
It gets much better, my friend.
All right.
Okay, I'm devastated. I call for emergency leave. I get home. I said, what's happening here? She said, and she said it in a venomous way. Oh, by the way, Gerald, you know my first two husbands I told you about? Yeah. I'm still married to him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It gets better. And you know those two husbands I'm married to? I'm crying. I'm not going to put on some macho crap. I'm crying my eyes out.
Right.
My other two husbands, they're married to two other women each.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
On top of that, in that time period, I had started going back to church again. As it turns out, she had gotten involved into voodoo, mysticism, Wicca, and started worshiping the spirits of nuts, berries, and fruit trees.
Sounds like she works here. Hey, Gerald, how old are you?
46.
You a single man?
Unfortunately not, but I'm going to be real soon. I got another nutcase I'm getting rid of.
All right, well, I'm going to set you up with Gina Grad, because are you a black dude?
Black dude. She planned on also having me killed.
Oh, wait a minute. Your girlfriend's having you killed?
No, my ex-wife, the one I thought I was married to.
She wants to have you killed.
She wanted to have me killed, but she needed to have my head, and my body had to be drained of all this blood.
Hmm. Sounds like a bad weekend.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
He sounds perfect.
You know, I hate to say this, dude. This is just a coincidence. Don't think I'm pulling your leg here. But we're going to give you 6 feet under. Starring Richard Jenkins.
You know what,
happens to be the lottery, man. You came up as the fourth caller tonight, and we got to give this to you. But it's Own the Visitor on DVD or Blu-ray today. It's, it's The Visitor starring 6 Feet Under star Richard Jenkins. So it's close to 6 feet
under. Last note. Yeah. You know, after going to court and the judge saw all of us together, the judge says, what do you want me to do with this mess? And one wife said, I'm going to keep him, divorce him. One husband said, I'm going to keep her, and she's separated from her.
Oh,
by the time he gets to me, he said, I'm sorry, Drew, you got to wait your turn. It took me 3 years to get a divorce from a woman I was never married to.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
That is amazing. All right, hold on one sec, Gerald. That is an unbelievable story. I mean, I believe it, but it's just, an expression. All right, how are chicks destroying your life, or one chick in particular? Let's talk to a Josh here in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man.
That was unbelievable. I thought mine was bad. I mean, Jesus.
That guy really got effed over, man.
Yeah, I mean, but hell, I feel the same way. Hey, I was with this chick for 7 years. When I first got with her, she wasn't, you know, she really wasn't having nothing. Her resume was about as long as my arm. I sent her through school, X-ray tech school and everything. She graduated and, you know, started coming up, you know.
Right.
And I kept on, you know, I'm a truck driver. I'm driving right now. And I kept pounding and pounding and pounding. You know, I have some family property, so I turned around and I said, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get rid of this property, and I'm going to just get us a house, get our own house. Since, you know, it seemed like everything was, she just wasn't happy being in, you know, my family house.
Right.
So I sold the house, got another house and stuff, and, you know, I'm still pounding, bought her not one car, not two, bought her three cars within the 7 years that we was together.
Jesus Christ.
And whatnot. Okay, I'm out, I'm on the road, I'm working out of Fresno, you know, and I'm spending a lot of time on the road and stuff, and you know, she constantly on the phone busting my balls, you know, why you ain't coming home, and you know, I know you out there messing around and this, that, and the other, and, you know, I was like, oh, man, knock it off, you know. I'm putting it down. I'm taking care of you and your three kids.
Right. And those aren't your kids. Those are her kids.
Yeah, those are her kids by three different dudes. I should have got the hint. Three different dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I should have got that hint right there. Man, I came home. My whole house was empty.
Oh, Jesus.
My entire house was empty. She didn't leave nothing but my set it and forget it and my George Foreman. She took everything else, man, and didn't pay for not one thing up in there.
Got
in a new house, furnished 3-bedroom house, furnished the whole thing, you know, everything. She took everything.
Hey, on a lighter note, Josh, how do you like the set it and forget it?
Oh, man. That was the vibe, man.
Throw a nice chicken in there.
Yeah, I throw me a chicken in there. I throw me some chops in there, whatever. And, you know, yeah, that set it and forget it was the bomb. I used that. I used it all the time. When I was at home, I used it all the time.
I always see those advertised on TV. I'm always tempted to get one.
Yep, set it, forget it. I had that big Foreman. I had the big used Foreman grill.
Yeah, I don't like the Foreman so much. The Foreman doesn't treat steaks right.
Well, if you leave them in there too long, you got a Brillo pad. That's what it's going to turn out to be.
All right, man. Keep drive safely out there, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm rolling.
Take care of yourself, dude.
All right. You guys have a great one.
Thank you. There he goes, everybody. That poor dude busting his ass to try to keep this woman and her three kids, and not even his kids, her three kids in the house. He's out driving back and forth to Fresno, comes back, and the house is wiped out. What a complete ungrateful bitch. Let's talk to Matt in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, so I worked as a computer consultant and going to school down in Long Beach, and I had a girl that was had to move to Texas. Mommy and Daddy are real rich, and she didn't want to go without me, more or less. So she convinced me to come down there and try to start up a restaurant with her. And basically what ended up happening is I had plenty of money saved up, but when we got this restaurant, it was absolute terror. So I spent a lot of time and my money trying to get this place together. About 3 or 4 months into it, she starts accusing me of cheating on her on a consistent basis. Like, I mean, every other day she's telling me, oh, I know you're up there getting with some other girl. Eventually I find out she's cheating on me.
So
I called her out on it. And she denied it up and down, denied it up and down. And about a week later, she tells me, so I'm stuck in Texas with no more money, essentially. I am not making a living wage because we're trying to set a restaurant up, and I have nowhere to go. Her parents completely dropped me, and I'm just stuck with nothing out there.
Well, you know, in my experience, and I don't hear a lot of people talk about this, maybe Tom Likas has gone over this before in the past, but when a chick accuses you of cheating, I'd say about 80% of the time she's cheating.
Yes!
Yeah, she is, and I did find out who she was cheating on. It was a friend that I had made out there. I thought he was a good friend. After about 5 months of seeing him, I told him all my problems. He was helping me through it, and I guess he was using that information to get into her pants.
Yeah, I mean, when a chick comes up and says, you know, I think you had a hooker, I think you're cheating, that's when you got to raise your eyebrow and go, okay, all right, here's what it is. She's cheating.
I left a completely lucrative computer job.
Oh,
and
so what are you doing now, dude?
I'm in a...
Doesn't
matter.
And I mean, even to this
Wait, I'm sorry. We lost you there. What are you doing now?
I'm down at school in Long Beach right now, actually, getting my MBA.
How old are you?
25.
Good for you. All right. Well, you lived a lot for 25, man.
I'm trying, man. It's tough. I still to this day would just love to see her get her comeuppance, but I guarantee you it's never going to happen. She's just daddy's little rich girl.
No, trust me. It'll happen, dude.
Thanks,
it'll happen. All right. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Later.
All right. Take care of yourself. All right. How have chicks or a particular chick, how has she ruined your life? A lot of guys calling up tonight with some great stories. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be at Knott's Berry Farm. And not Scary Farm. And you'll be down there, right, Randy? And Gino's going to be down there. Everybody. So Knott's Scary Farm for the big Halloween haunt tomorrow with Danny Bonaducci and myself.
Really?
Yeah. Danny and I together again. Doing some comedy down there, man.
Bitch, we entertain!
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. If you'd like to chime in here at how a chick has ruined your life, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And we are live on 97.1 FM Talk.
When she was an American girl, raised on promises, she couldn't help thinking that there was a little more life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world with lots of places to run to.
97.1
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. How a chick has ruined your life. Carl in Newport Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Carl. Hey. You there? All right. How about Marilyn Carson? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, what's
man.
Up, dude?
Man, what the hell do I start from, dude? You know? It's about 5 years ago, my ex-girl now, you know, we had a kid together, and, you know, I found out, like, when she was, like, 3 months, that she was cheating on me. I found
right.
out by her own son, you know, like, just read it on her, you know. Like, I called her one time in the morning, and her son told me, no, she's outside saying bye to some guy. Whoa, I was like, what the?
How old was the kid who told you that?
He was, like, 9, 10 years old.
Oh, boy.
And so, she was pregnant by my kid, you know, I think she was 3-4 months pregnant at the time when I found out this, and, you know, like, she screwed me up because, you know, I thought we were going to be together for, you know, I thought we were going to be like a family. And
did she have the kid?
Yeah, oh, yeah, she had him. Now I'm going to put that for her, you know, for her to be here and take care of me. I left the baseball scholarship. And
hey,
that's
Babu.
The biggest reason.
We can't use the whole F word on the air, but I understand the passion.
I'm sorry, man.
That's
I'm
cool.
Sorry. Apologize.
I get it, man. I get it.
Hey, it's just I'm using this to vent, you know?
Right.
And, you know, like, it's just I lost the baseball scholarship. I left it just for her, you know, to stay here and take care of the kids.
Oh, Jesus.
And now.
Where was the baseball college scholarship? What school?
It was like a D2 school back in Texas.
Oh, man.
No big deal. But, you know, the biggest regret in my life now. But,
and what were you, a pitcher? Know, what position you play?
Yeah, pitcher, left-handed.
Oh, Christ.
But now, check it out. Now, you know, speaking of this, on Thursday, I got a court date, man, you know, because I turned her down because I didn't want to be with her anymore because she cheated on me. Now she's trying to get back at me. So, you know, one time I called my son and, you know, like a kid, he's 3 years old. He can't really speak, but, you know, I called my son and told him, you know, hey, good night and all this. And then I found out she put a restraining order on me for no reason, you know, just because I don't want to be with her, just because I'm engaged to some other girl now.
Hmm.
She put a restraining order on me, and now I'm dealing with this.
And so now you can't see the kid.
No, I can't even see him because she put a restraining order on me. I mean, on her, you know, on me.
Right.
I can't see her. I can't see my son. And
do you have a lawyer helping you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he is. It's costing me a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
it's costing you too much
money. You know, it's just costing me money that, you know, like, I shouldn't be paying for this because these accusations are a lie.
Hey, listen, Meryl, I absolutely understand when guys are pushed to the edge like this, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, well, like, what she said I threatened her to kill her. To kill my son, to kill her. And what the hell? And, you know, like just out of nowhere, I got slapped by a restraining order by some dude, and...
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. You've never said you were going to kill her. You've never told anybody you were going to kill her. But when But when you put that head on your pillow at night, you think about it.
I think about it and it eats me up, man, you know? I think about it like so bad that I want to react, you know? I bite the bullet, man. I got a lot of good stuff going in my life.
I understand. But when you put that head on the pillow, you think about 10 different ways.
Oh, different ways, man. Different ways.
Thanks for calling, dude.
All right,
there he goes, everybody. Oh, man, that is real tough. When the kids get involved and one parent uses the kid to get back at the other parent, that is such a disaster. That is, it's telling the whole world that you care little, if at all, about your child. And that is just a disgrace. David in Thousand Oaks, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, all right.
So let me start off with, she didn't ruin my life. She tried really, really hard to ruin my life. But I came out on top, so I'm happy about that.
Excellent.
But I had a girlfriend for about a year and a half, and she was always really possessive and always, you know, she hated my friends, never wanted me hanging out with any of my friends, let alone other girls. And she was always trying to get back at her ex-boyfriend, like essentially stalking her ex-boyfriend, not really violently or anything, but always talking about her ex-boyfriend, and she always knew who he was dating and getting all the information on that, and so finally it was just like, you know, I gotta get out of here.
Right.
And I broke up with her, and, you know, that was pretty difficult because she got really emotional over that, but, a couple weeks after I broke up with her, my car received about $6,000 in damages to it. She came to my school. I was in college at the time. I was about 18, and she came to my school and took a screwdriver and keyed the entire car. It was a little Audi, but it was a brand new paint job and everything. And she keyed the entire car and destroyed that. And I couldn't really at the time prove it was her, but she ran her mouth for a while. So eventually it caught up to her, but got the car repainted, and about 3 months later, she came back and poured paint thinner all over the car, completely destroyed the paint job again.
Was she living at home at the time?
She was living with her mom, and her mom was crazy, too, so you can always tell, I've learned. But
yeah, you know, I had a buddy in college who had a similar thing happen to him, where he broke up with a chick, and she threw acid on his car, and also gasoline, and then burned his car, burned the hood of his car. And she was living with her mom, or her mom and dad at the time. And he said he had to put a foot down and really take care of this. So he went with a crowbar over to the parents' house and broke every single window of the house. And this is in the winter in Ohio. Broke every single window in the house, including the upstairs. Got a ladder and busted the upstairs window and said, the next time you F with my car, it's going to get worse. And you know what? He took care of business, and it ended right there.
That was, it was so tempting to do that. You know, unfortunately, I lived with my parents at the time, too, and I have my whole family consists of law enforcement. My dad's a cop. It wasn't going to fly that way. We had to go the right route.
That's unfortunate when your dad's a cop, because when your dad's not, you can take out some street justice.
Right. Oh yeah, totally. But it got pretty violent after a while. She got this little posse of skinheads together, it was pretty crazy. She started telling all these skinheads that she became friends with that I had, that I had hit her, and that she tried to break up with me, and basically fabricated a bunch of stuff. And it got to a point where a bunch of skinheads tried to jump me and break in my car and all this crazy stuff.
But, man, it's amazing how much. I mean, was she that in love with you?
She was just crazy. I think she had serious abandonment issues.
Right.
Dad was out of the picture. And you could tell. I mean, you could see her ex-boyfriend, and it was the same thing. Not quite as bad. I think she kind of progressed, but it worked out really well. And fortunately, all these people that she was, these guys she tried to recruit to help her out weren't very good at what they were trying to do, and they all got arrested.
Oh, good.
And in interviews, just completely just tore her apart. There were all these testimonies came out. Allegedly, she actually told the guys. They asked, what do you want to do to this guy? And at one point, she basically said, "I don't really care if you kill him; just take care of it."
Jesus
so she was pretty crazy, but she ended up. It was she was about a year older than me. So at the time, she was about 19.
Did she do any time?
She did. She did 90 days in county jail.
Right.
Out in Ventura County Jail, that was pretty cool for me. And
Straighten around?
I don't know. I don't speak to her. We have restraining orders and everything, but we talked to her probation officer. She got 5 years formal. Probation, and she's paying out the ass right now in restitution. So it's really, to this day, she's still.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually a trick that not a lot of people know. But the DEA will make a deal with you, where they'll put you in jail for a weekend or a month or so. In her case, 90 days, but put you on a strict probation where it's almost impossible to adhere to. And then as soon as you break that probation, you go right to jail. There's no trial. And that's the way they get around a lot of these trials, too.
Yeah, well, it was cool. She even had, a couple of her girlfriends help her out. There were a few more incidents. She came to the house one night with a bunch of people in the middle of the night and actually tripped the circuit breaker on our house and shut the power off on the house.
Oh, what a nut.
Some pretty scary stuff. So it was getting, a little too close for comfort.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that, and that sucks, though, because you don't want to move because you have, a history there and your family has a history in that area.
Sure, yeah.
But yet you don't want to, every time, you can get shell shock from something like that. You can get post-traumatic stress disorder. Time you turn around, every time you hear, a car door open or a backfire, you think it's over.
Sure. Well, it's been a couple of years, but that definitely went on for a long time. That had some serious effects.
I tell you, you sound like you got over it, and you're a pretty stable guy, and you're going to get have a decent life. But I'm sorry you had to go through that, dude.
Yeah, no, I learned a lot from it. You got to take something positive away. So I've definitely learned how to read girls a little bit better. And
yeah, good for you. Yeah. Maybe it's time to get into dudes.
Not yet.
I like that you're leaving it open, though.
Thanks.
It's a long life.
I need to get a few more cycles.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Take care of yourself. Boy, oh, boy, man. I tell you, it is so great to listen to guys tell these stories of these crazy chicks, and yet they still seem very stable, which means that they have a lot going for them. They can go through a hard times like that. Date a woman who wants to kill him, hire people to try to kill you, and eventually, things work out, or hopefully they do. But chicks are just as effing crazy in this town as guys. I don't buy it when the cops show up at a domestic dispute and they always drag the guy away. I think that women are equally as fault, if not more so. They drive guys crazy. All right, we're going to do the news with Gina Grad at 9 p.m. Let's find out what's going on with that there news.
Well, little kids love Barack Obama, and Jay-Z is available for birthday parties and at a bargain price. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
All right, let's get Jay-Z out of the birthday party. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, coming back with the news and Gina Grad, plus a very popular country music star at about 9:15 or so. Very exciting evening here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk.